This is a reply to a very, very good question asked by SM2N, Simon. And the question he's asked is, what happens if you go to a networking event and without a business card and you meet somebody at the networking event who also doesn't have a business card? What do you do next? And this question comes up in the context of an audiobook I made in which I outlined my idea that there are some real advantages in not having a business card. So what to do? Well, this is a great opportunity for you to take out your Moleskine notebook out of your case, or any other notebook for that matter that looks like as if it is really important to you. And certainly it gets across the idea to the other person that their details are going to be written down in a special place, and they take down your details in a special place. And between the two of you, you have a memorable experience, which is quite different from the traditional process of coming away from networking events with, depending upon your disposition, 10 business cards or 15 business cards, and being unable to remember very much because you've got so many business cards. There is another thing you can do, which would be out of the ordinary. You could have the app called Bump installed on your iPhone. I'm not sure what the Android equivalent is, but with the app Bump on your phone, you could say to the person, well, we could just bump and hope that they had the app Bump on their phone. Or perhaps together you could both load up Bump and then transfer your details to each other in the way that Bump permits. No writing. Gives everything, your website, your various Twitter handles, your Facebook handles, everything you could possibly want to give away to somebody about yourself or gather about, well, depends on, you know, you have complete control over what you give using Bump. That's another possibility. Anyway, Simon, it's late at night, and thank you very much for that question.